Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to My Sister's Diary. I'm your host, Sam, and I hope everybody is having a great Tuesday. And yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, so if you celebrate, which I don't know anybody who doesn't celebrate, hope you guys had a great day. It's so much more fun when you have kids. Truthfully, everything is like more fun when you have kids, but these kind of holidays that are kind of like not really holidays, well, this is kind of the only one that's like not really a holiday. Well, let me think. St. Patrick's Day and everything else I feel like is normal to really celebrate. But let's talk about it for a second. St. Patrick's Day. My microphone, I don't like the way that it's sounding. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. I think it's because I can hear myself. Okay. So St. Patrick's Day was yesterday, and I saw a bunch of people on Instagram and TikTok and even Facebook who were complaining. These are moms mostly. I don't think I saw any dads, but it's probably because I don't follow any dads. But moms complaining about their kids, not their kids. I saw a bunch of moms complaining about how every holiday has turned into like this big thing with their kids, and they don't want to have to like set a trap for the leprechaun, or I don't know, other things like that, you know, doing, or like Christmas, doing Elf on the Shelf, like all that stuff. And I just have one gigantic spoiler for those of you who fall into this category of people. You do not have to, okay? You don't have to do Elf on the Shelf. You don't have to do the leprechaun trap. But quit pooping on everybody else's parade, okay? Actually, that's not the saying. Quit raining on everyone else's parade. Actually, no. I stick to pooping on the parade because that is so much worse than raining. And that's what you guys are doing. You're pooping all over the fun. And it doesn't matter. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You don't need to complain about it. That just makes, I think people do that because they're like, they're feeling guilty for not doing it. So then they're like, why does this all have to be so, I don't know, so complicated? You don't have to do it. And that you should, honestly, people who don't, like if you feel overwhelmed with holidays in general, just don't do it. You really don't have to feel guilty about it. It's not that big of a deal. But people who do want to like be a little extra with all the holiday stuff, they like doing that. And there's no reason for you to be grumpy about it. All right. That being said, I am kind of like a mix. I lean more on the side of like not going all out. But every once in a while, I'll like do something. Like I try to have a good mix. Like we do Elf on the Shelf, but all I do is move it. Like Elf doesn't do anything crazy. And sometimes he doesn't move. And I just tell my kids like, well, he didn't, he was really comfy today and he didn't move. And like with Hudson wanted to do a leprechaun trap. And I was like, if you want to do it, dude, go ahead. You can do it. And so he did it by himself. And I got some gold coins and some rainbow candy and we called it good. And that's all we did. I did buy my kids some like St. Patrick's Day stuff off Temu this year because I'd never used Temu before. And I was like, I'm going to try it out. And some of them were a miss. Some of them were hit. So basically what I'm saying is we don't need to poop on. Okay, I'm going to stop using that phrase. We don't need to dog on. Hold on, my husband's calling me. Stop it. Hello?
Hey.
Anyway, let's just all support each other. Whatever you want to do, however you want to take this challenge on, whatever way you go about it is fine. If you want to go all out, fine. If you don't want to go all out, fine. Let's just let each other have whatever fun we want to have. All right, next thing I want to talk about. Actually, before I do that, today's episode is kind of just, what I'm calling it is spring cleaning of my mind, because I have so many things that I want to talk about on the podcast that aren't really like in theme with each other, but they're just things that I really need to say something about. So that's what we're doing. We're spring cleaning my mind today. And hopefully this will encourage you guys to either spring clean your home or spring clean your own mind. And I'm like talking with my hands a lot right now, so I'm hoping you can't hear it in my microphone. I'm going to stick them in my armpits. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. And I already kind of dumped a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. And now I'm going to talk really quickly about something stupid that Robbie, my husband, asked me yesterday. So we're laying in bed watching TikTok as we do. And he asks me this stupidest question I've ever heard in my life. And he says, do some girls have chest hair? And I was like, you're joking. Like, you don't actually think this, right? He did. He thought that some people, like there must, he was thinking about like how some girls have beards, you know, like PCOS. He didn't know what PCOS is, but he was aware that some women have facial hair. So he's like, maybe there's some women out there, like it's rare, but maybe some women have like a lot of chest hair. And I was like, no, that's not true. Like there is, I can't think of, well, not that I've seen like a lot of women's chests, but like, I feel like that would be a thing that people talk about, right? Like people talk about the bearded lady, like people would talk about the hairy chested lady, right? And nobody talks about that. So I'm pretty positive. I am 100% positive that women don't have chest hair. Like it's not possible, right? If I'm wrong, please tell me. I actually do really want to know if I'm wrong. If you guys know someone, I don't need to know details. I don't need to see a picture. I just need to know. You can just say, Sam, you're wrong about the chest hair. That's all you need to tell me. Anyway, I thought that was a really stupid question. So sorry, Robbie. I'm not calling you stupid. I'm calling your question stupid. Let's just get that straight. Okay, next thing is another thing where I'm telling people to stop complaining about. Because I know I complain a lot. Honestly, who really cares what I say? The thing is, I've been on TikTok, Instagram, whatever, all the social medias, and I'm seeing so many people complaining about like the cast of movies or TV shows lately. And it's getting so freaking old. Like every new thing that comes out, people are like pissed off about some character in the show, about how they didn't do it right and they should have done this. And because they didn't do it right, I'm not watching, blah, 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 blah. So let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. The first one that comes to mind, obviously, is It Ends With Us. And this one ended up being valid because Blake Lively was obviously the wrong choice. But before the movie even came out, people were pissed about the cast. And I think what is happening is people will, like, they'll hear that a movie's being made, and so they'll make their own, like, fan cast, and it'll go around, and people are like, yes, we need this, we need this, we need this. What people don't understand, like, these actors still have to, I guess, I'm not, like, a professional, so I can't say what these people don't understand. But I think what is happening is the fan cast, but then, like, they can't just cast everybody just based off of what people want. They have to be the right fit. They have to audition well. They have to have time in their schedule. All these things. Like, it can't just happen because you want it to happen. There's a lot more involved in it. And when I first saw who was going to be in It Ends With Us, I was like, okay, it's fine. It's going to be a little different. Obviously, it's a remake or like a maybe remake. I don't know. Book adaptation is what I mean. And things are always bound to be different with book adaptations. So I was like, it's fine. I'm going to be optimistic about it. The book was good, but I wasn't like die hard in love with it. And truthfully, I don't think anybody is really like that crazy about it. So I don't know why people are so up in arms about the cast other than all the drama that's came out after it. But yeah, anyway, I was optimistic. I was like, Blake Lively will be fine. For the most part, people liked her before all this stuff happened, but, and a lot of people were mad. They were like, this isn't who we wanted. A lot of people had an issue with the age, which I totally understand. But at the same time, why can't we just let it be? Like, I don't know. People just don't need to be so freaking grumpy about it. And the next one is Snow White. So this one hasn't even came out yet. And people are freaking pissed that Rachel Zegler is Snow White. They're like, she's not right for the part. She's not white enough. She's not like dainty enough. She's not, I don't know, like they have all these problems with her. And then the song that she sings, like the main Snow White song or whatever, the one that's with the trailer, people are mad about because Rachel Zegler is like belting out, like she's a Broadway singer, okay? So she has some pipes on her and she just belts this song out. I like it. I think it sounds great and I'm excited for it. But people are like, Snow White's supposed to sound like ooh, 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 and that's not what Rachel Zegler sounds like. But what I'm going to tell you is if they'd cast someone who sounded like that, you guys would be pissed too, because you're like, this isn't what we want to hear. Nobody wants to hear that, okay? The original Snow White, it works for, sure, but I don't think we want to hear that anymore, because I don't know. I just don't think the songs would be as moving. They wouldn't be, I don't know. I don't think people would connect to them the same way that you can. Like, you don't want to, what, I mean, they want you to, like, play this soundtrack in your car and, like, sing to it. Nobody wants to listen to the Snow White soundtrack, like, the original Snow White soundtrack in their car. Nobody wants to do that. So, I understand them wanting to change the music a little, and I, again, do not understand the hate. Like, what is the big deal? And people are like, I am not going to see this movie because this, this, and this. And I'm like, please, get over it. Get over it. There are some things, like the dwarves. I think they used a lot of CGI instead of, you know, like, actually people with dwarfism, which I'm like, yeah, they absolutely could have used more actors with dwarfism, but they didn't for whatever reason. So, yeah, I'm probably still going to watch it. Okay, next one is, I'm still talking about movies, Lilo and Stitch. Everybody's freaking pissed about Lilo and Stitch, and this one makes me genuinely mad because I think it looks freaking good. I'm excited for it. I haven't seen Lilo and Stitch in probably, like, 20 years. I'm not kidding. And I think it looks great. And people, again, you haven't even seen the movie, so how can you even give, like, an opinion on it if you haven't seen it? So that one, I'm just like, you guys are being nitpicky and annoying, so freaking quit it. Okay, last one is Verity. This is another Colleen Hoover adaptation, and people are freaking mad because, sorry, I've said freaking like 100,000 times. I don't really say that in my normal life, so I'm sorry that I'm saying it. But people are really mad that Verity, who they cast, which is Anne Hathaway, is not blonde. And I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not who you pictured. But the character of Verity is supposed to be like this badass, strong, beautiful, which is Anne Hathaway. She embodies that. So I think it's going to be great. I really do think it's going to be amazing. I will eat my words if it's not, okay? I will admit fault if it's not. But I just really don't think that hair color is that big of a deal. Like, I think we can all get over it. It'll be fine. Whew. Have to catch my breath. Okay, now I'm moving on. Moving on from that. Well, kind of, actually, not really. This still has to do with movies, but I think more people should be mad with movies about the excessive use of CGI. Like, it is this, I mean, this could relate to the Snow White one. I guess people are mad about them using CGI. That one seems valid to me, because why are we using CGI when we could use other things? You know what I'm talking about? And I'm more talking about, so this is when it came to a head for me, and I was like, I'm absolutely done with this, is I watched the new Doctor Strange movie. I can't even remember. This was probably a couple years ago. Maybe. I don't know how old it is. But I watched Doctor Strange, the one with Wanda, like the witch. And there's a part towards the end, spoiler alert, whatever. I don't think this gives away anything in the plot, so whatever. But there's a part towards the end where Doctor Strange, like, looks like a zombie, and it is so bad. It's so bad. It's laughable. Like, I almost walked out of the movie theater. Not really. I was definitely going to stay because I still had popcorn in my bucket. But I wanted to walk out because it just looked so bad. It was so cheesy. It didn't look... It was supposed to be, like, kind of scary, and it was not scary at all. What we need to get back to is, like, the first Jurassic Park, where they had, like, giant animatronics. That looks great. Harry Potter, everything... Well, actually, no. Let me backtrack. If you watch the first couple of Harry Potters, it's pretty bad. But, like, the last couple, that CGI looks freaking good. But now, I don't know what's happened, but it looks terrible. And, okay, another one is the Twisters movie. The one with Glenn Powell. That one, I couldn't watch it because the Twisters looked so fake. It wasn't even, like, I don't know. I honestly, that movie was a big flop for me. Everyone was like, oh, I love it. I love Glenn Powell, blah, 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 blah. You can't just cast a good actor and have the film be good. That's not how it works. The CGI, everything else did not work for me. So I don't know what we need to do to, like, you know, change this. Obviously I can't do anything about it, but I just hope it changes. I hope that it gets better because I'm sick of watching movies where everything looks fake. Another example is the Uglies movie. Oh my gosh, this was like the disappointment of my life. Yeah, maybe that's dramatic, but disappointment of book adaptations 100%. I've been thinking for years, I'm like, no one's done it because they want to do it right. And that's been my thought, because I'm like, how come they did all these other, like, dystopian movies, you know, like Hunger Games and Divergent and Maze Runner, and they did all these things, but they never did Ugly. So I was like, it's because they want to do it right. And so then I was excited when I saw they were doing it, and then I watched it, and it was so, so bad. It looked like they had Snapchat filters on their faces. It was terrible. And I hope that someday they redo it and it looks better. But I'm just so sick of the CGI. Okay, let's move on. Actually, again, this has to do with TV movies. Then I promise I will move on. Well, no, I have two more things to talk about with movie, TV, whatever. First one is, I know this is not a hot take at all, and I've probably already complained about this, but why is it taking so long for seasons to come out, like the next season of shows? I am mad about it. It used to be like we'd have like a little break. It was like 6 months max. And then the season had like 25 episodes and they were all 45 minutes to an hour long. Now we have like a year and a half break and we only get 8 episodes and they're the same length. And I'm like, what is happening? Why aren't we getting more meat from these shows? Oh, it's so, so irritating. And the thing is, like, I can binge these shows so fast. So, like, I need more shows. I need different shows. It takes me a long time to binge Vampire Diaries. It doesn't take me very long to binge The Summer I Turned Pretty because there's only, like, 10 episodes. Like, there's more episodes in one season of these things than there are in, like, a whole series of shows nowadays. And I don't understand what happened. And it needs to stop. I need more content. Okay. And people are like, well, if you get more content, it's going to lose, like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Quality? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but Vampire Diaries, quality and quantity. Grey's Anatomy, not so heavy on the quality now, but like it used to be amazing, you know? And they would crank out episodes after episode after episode. Grey's Anatomy is a bad example because they just don't know when to stop. Like, it needed to end a long time ago. It's a totally different show now, but you guys get what I'm saying. I think that they could have more episodes and still give a quality TV show or whatever, and that would be fine. That would make sense if they were giving us more episodes for it to be taking longer, but they're not giving us more episodes. They're giving us a little bit. And I know the writer's strike had a lot to do with a lot of these delays. But even before that, it was like, it was taking a year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years before the next season would come out. And I don't think it's okay. I'm mad about it. Okay, this is the last thing about TV. I've been seeing a lot about the show Severance, and I really want to watch it. I don't exactly know what it's about, so don't spoil it for me. But it's on Apple TV Plus, and I don't have Apple TV Plus. And I don't know if I should just bite the bullet and get it or if it's not worth watching. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I have every access. I don't have it personally, but like I have access to like every other streaming service available. And this one just so happens to be on the one that I don't have. And everyone keeps talking about it, so I want to watch it. But yeah, who knows? If you have watched it, please message me and tell me if you think it's worth it. And then I'll watch it. But I think I've asked this before, but I really need you guys to come through on this one. I need a new show to watch. Something that gives me like the same feeling as, did you guys ever watch Lost when it was first coming out? Like that feeling. I need that feeling again with a TV show or a show on streaming service, whatever. And I'm just not finding anything that's feeling like that. And it's really bumming me out. So if you have something that is like gripping and exciting, ends on a cliffhanger type thing, let me know because I want to watch it. Okay. My baby might be waking up. I hope he's not. Okay. That's the last thing I have to talk about with TV, movies, whatever. The next thing is, I wish you guys could see the room that I'm in right now because it's the same room I'm always in, but I'm redoing it. Hopefully I'm starting the process. I got some paint samples from, Lowe's, no, Home Depot, doesn't matter. But I got paint samples. I don't know what I was thinking. I got like these two brown colors and then like this pink color. And the pink color is nice, it's cute, but it's just not right for the room. And the brown colors, I don't know what I was thinking because it actually doesn't look that bad in person. Like they look nice, but in picture, like when on film, on the video, it looks like poop. It looks like the color of poop and it's bad and it's It's not cute, so I don't know what I was thinking. I think what I'm going to do is paint it black. I know that sounds scary, but I think I'm going to paint it black because that just helps things pop, and I think it'll look nice. Hopefully. Hopefully it'll look nice. And then just get like a couple other decorations and stuff, and hopefully have a cute little podcast room. Because the reason I'm doing this is because I want to start filming and posting stuff on Instagram Reels or TikTok or whatever. And I also want to get some more guests. Right now, I feel like embarrassed to have anybody come in my podcast room because it is embarrassing, truthfully. I'll post a picture on my like weekly photo dump, which I'm going to start doing. If you guys saw my Instagram, I had a weekly photo dump. I'm going to start doing that and hopefully still every once in a while be doing like a post when I post an episode. But I'm not very good at that. I always forget. So anyway, look out for that picture if you're wanting to see what my ugly podcast room looks like right now. And then I am the type of person when I like have a project to do, I want to start on it like right now. So probably literally after I finish recording this, I'm going to start painting. So hopefully I'll have that done soon. And eventually I have these orange chairs in here from when I was doing Call Your Sisters, because that was kind of like orange and pink was our theme. And eventually I want to get different chairs, but these were a little bit expensive, so I'm keeping them for now. So if you see an orange chair, and that's why. Not that you guys care at all. And speaking of projects, home projects, our house, I don't know if I've told you guys, I can't remember, I lose track of what I've said and what I haven't said, but our house used to be a rental, and I don't know for how long, I think for quite a while. And there's just some things in here that are weird, super weird. A couple things, like, I know our back door 100% has punch marks. Like, it's like you could put your hand there and your knuckles fit exactly where it is. And it's like the height that someone would punch. So that freaks me out. That's not the weirdest thing though. One of the weirdest things is we have this big room in our house, and it used to be a two-car garage, and it absolutely still looks like a two-car garage. And the worst part is, you know, in like garage, they have the foundation that you can see, and then they have like the walls. Yeah, they just put carpet on that. So there's carpet for like a foot and a half on each of our walls, and it looks absolutely terrible. There's no way to clean it. I mean, I could like vacuum it by hand, but I don't want to. And not that it really needs cleaned, but I don't know, that gets a lot of spiders and it's just gross. I hate it. And it looks ugly. And they, like the ceiling in that room, just whoever did the drywall did a terrible job because it's like bowing. It's not like structurally unsound. Just the sheetrock, whoever did it, did not do finishing work very well. And there's like six different textures on the ceiling. It looks terrible. And there is sheetrock in there, but I think they were like, yeah, we really suck at sheetrock, so let's stop doing that and let's just put wood paneling up and then let's paint it white. So that's what's happening. There's one wall that has sheetrock on it, but there's like cracks on every single seam and the texture is horrendous. So I think after that wall, they gave up and just did the paneling, but the paneling is still ugly. So I think what happened when the rental part of this is that they probably tried to do this quickly and as cheaply as possible. And so that's why it looks like crap. And then the other thing is in the kitchen, there's like a whole wall of cabinets that are meant for like an office. Like they're not kitchen cabinets. They're definitely like, they're not industrial cabinets. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Commercial something. I don't know. But, they take up a whole wall, and then I'm assuming that's where the dining table used to be or used to be like designated, and now there's no room for a dining table. So we just kind of squish one in there and it's really in the way and there's not really a good path, especially when we have a high chair in there. It's just squishy and I hate it. And the worst part of this entire house is the texture. On every single room, the texture is different, and especially in our basement, mostly in our basement and our kitchen, the texture is so thick and it's like pokey. Seriously, if you walk past and you like accidentally scrape your knuckles on it, your knuckles will bleed. I'm not kidding. It's happened to me multiple times and it just looks terrible, and it's going to take so much work to fix it. When Robbie and I bought this house, I don't know if we realized what we were getting ourselves into, because there was a lot of things that needed to happen, and then there's a lot of things that like need to happen to make it like not an eyesore, and it's hard to like, you know, prioritize where we spend our money. Because obviously I want to do the things that look ugly And I don't want to do the things that are broken. Like, I just want those to fix themselves. I don't want to have to pay for them. I don't want to pay for any of it, actually. But there's still so much work to do on the house. It's just, it's so overwhelming and it's hard. Sometimes I'm pretty good at, like, looking just at the small, like, the things that need done, you know, small things, and just taking it room by room. But every once in a while, we'll, like, make a list of everything that needs done, and it just is, like, never ending. And the money is also never freaking ending. And we'll probably be in this house for the rest of our lives because we got it before the interest rate went up. And yeah, that's a big bummer because I love where we live. I love our house. I love our yard, everything. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to have to put so much work into our house to make it what we want it to be. I just want to buy something. So that's probably everybody's, you know, wish, is that they could just buy their dream house. And yeah, so that's a bummer for me. Okay, moving on from that. You guys, I've been running outside a little bit, and I think that's been helping me, like, build some endurance because I actually am motivated to run. But the other day I went to the gym and I ran on the treadmill, and I used a sweater and, like, covered up the treadmill so I wasn't just staring at how far I'd gone. And I ran 2 miles. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but here's the thing. Before, like, getting into running, just running a mile was freaking hard. And if the whole time I felt like I was fighting for my life, even from, like, the first second. But this time I feel like the first mile was pretty easy. Mile and a half, pretty easy. Like, I was doing okay. I was like, I can keep going. And then I was like, oh, this is taking too long. So I cranked up the speed, and I was going way faster than I needed to go. So then I got way tired and I only ran 2 miles. But that is progress, and I am proud of it. I only have, you know, 11 more miles to run after that, but, you know, it's better than nothing, right? Yeah, my baby is awake now, so I'm going to have to go upstairs, and that's actually, luckily, that's all I had to talk about today. So thank you guys for listening. Okay, I was listening to my own episode the other day, and I realized how often I say fur instead of four. It's got to stop. I need to stop because it annoyed me. So thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for spring cleaning my mind with me, getting all the cobwebs out of there. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, and share it with your friends. And what else was I going to say? I literally lost my train of thought. But basically, have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.